News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will go head to head for the final time in tonight's last debate ahead of the US election on the 3rd of November. And for more of this, we're joined now by Anthony Zerker, BBC North America correspondent. Anthony, 12 days out from the election, where are we in terms of campaigning? Trump has obviously been behind for a considerable period of time. Is Biden's lead narrowing at all?
If you look at the polls right now, they have been remarkably stable over the past week, over the past month, pretty much all of this year. After the last debate, if anything, it seems like Joe Biden has extended his lead in the national polls, which are not the most important polls, but it still gives you a sense of what the mood of the nation is. And in swing states, Joe Biden continues to have a steady and significant lead in enough states for him to be able to win the presidency. So there's no real indication yet of any narrowing. And as you mentioned, the debate, which takes place tomorrow, that is going to be the last chance for Donald Trump in front of an audience of tens of millions of Americans to make an impression and try to shake up or change the dynamics in this race. Because at least now, the polls would have to be wrong. There would have to be some sort of tightening in the next 12 days. And even then, Donald Trump would have to thread an electoral needle to get to where he needs to be to win enough states to win the presidency again. So it right now, at least, appears to be an uphill climb for him.
Is it possible for Donald Trump, do you think, to swing people back in his favor if he does well?
It's going to be a challenge. The first debate traditionally in these sorts of contests are the ones most Americans watch. When you get closer to the election and longer down the road with these debates, they have less of an impact. And the reality right now is that 45 million Americans have already cast their ballots out of 137 million Americans who voted in 2016. So you're getting to the point where even if Donald Trump had a fantastic debate, there's already a number of votes in the bank for Joe Biden or for Donald Trump based on the way things were before the debate. So I think Donald Trump is going to have to do a couple things in this debate. One, he is going to have to be a little more restrained than he was the last time around. He was very aggressive. He was interrupting Joe Biden. And I don't think that helped him with swing voters, with suburban women voters that are going to be a key demographic in this election. And I think Joe Biden is going to have to stumble. He's going to have to perform poorly enough to raise questions in the minds of American voters that maybe he's not fit to be the president of the United States.
Tonight's debate is obviously a virtual debate, and the mics are going to be muted 2 minutes into each of their opening statements. Do you think we'll see a different sort of debate this evening with the changed format?
You're right. They have made a change where they're going to mute the mics for the first answer to each question. The opponent will not be able to talk. I think Donald Trump's debate coaches, his counselors, are telling him he needs to dial it back a bit, has to be more restrained, more presidential in order to, talk about policy and maybe even to just let Joe Biden talk and talk himself into trouble and give him more time to kind of meander in responses as he sometimes does and sometimes has done in the past. Whether Donald Trump follows that or if he decides in the heat of the moment to go on the attack again, to attack Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, for various activities and these emails that have come to light that may or may not have damaged him. I think that may be Donald Trump's strategy. It's very hard for him to dial it back. That's not Donald Trump's style.
If we do see Donald Trump lose this election, there was quite a lot of talk in the earlier part of this year from him about peaceful transitions and perhaps the fact that there would not be a peaceful transition if he didn't believe in the validity of the election result. Has he changed his tune on that?
In the town hall last week, he was asked and he dialed back his response a little bit. He's still kind of been coy about it, saying we'll wait to see what the response is. He still expects that he is going to win. I think some of that on Donald Trump's part is posturing to come up with an excuse if he loses, to find something else to blame if he loses.
As someone who is there on the ground, we have seen a lot of civil unrest and division within American society in the last year. But over the course of Trump's presidency, if he does, as you say, maybe doesn't take any action, but starts to tweet and stir dissent, would we see, do you believe, on the other side of this election, more civil unrest as a result of it.
I mean, there's certainly the potential of that. You know, things are very tense right now in the United States. No matter who wins, there's going to be a significant sizable chunk of the American electorate that does not accept the results of the election, that views it as illegitimate, whether it's Donald Trump winning or it's Joe Biden winning. Now, whether that turns into violence and unrest on the ground, I think that, you know, a lot of it depends on how the politicians handle this going forward and the size of the victory for whichever side.
Anthony Zerker, BBC North America correspondent. Thank you for that indeed.